Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
We are here on the Well One Connection podcast today with Casey Glanzer, RN, coordinator of the HRMC Birthing Center. Welcome to the podcast, Casey.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here today.
So we are really excited because we have super exciting news about our prenatal classes here at the HRMC Birthing Center. But first, tell us who you are. I think a lot of people in the community know you, but you've worn a few hats here at HRMC and progressed through your roles in leadership. So tell us about you.
Yes. Hi. So I started in HRMC about 5 years ago. So I did start in the emergency department, supervision, and then I went to case management. And in August, I started up here in the birthing center with a director role.
Yes. So we're thrilled to have you here. So we renovated in 2018, saw those renovations in 2019. We have a gorgeous unit up here. Can you just tell us a little bit about our unit and then what services we provide at the birthing center?
So we have a pretty awesome unit. I am a little partial to it as it is renovated, but it is a wonderful experience for our patients and their families. We have these large labor and delivery rooms that are also, once you deliver, you get to stay in, which is a wonderful benefit in a small community as you get to stay right where you are and not move a ton. Our rooms do have whirlpool bathtubs, which is great for laboring. A lot of moms use them to help them with their pain control, as we offer many different resources to help them with their birth plans and what their goal is for that labor. And we get to see moms from coming in as an outpatient, if they have an infection, if they just don't feel right, not sure what's going on. Summer's coming. Of course, dehydration plays a big role in the heat with moms. So we see quite a few over the summer as well. And we get to have them briefly come up here, maybe get some fluids and then go home, which is wonderful to offer right here in our community. And also getting to know the moms, and they get to know our facility and our staff as well.
That is great if somebody needs that. Another way to get to know your staff and the facility is to come to our prenatal classes. We've had them for a long time, and you're really working on breathing some fun new life into those with our instructors and our community liaisons.
Yes, I'm very excited about that. We have, as a team, been working really hard with our prenatals to be able to have some new things coming for them, as well as offer them free of charge to the community.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So some new resources that kind of have the web and an app experience as well as a book. And then with our typical normal prenatal classes that we hold every other month, how many sessions are those, and what do the parents learn at these prenatal classes?
So currently every other month we have 3 sessions. So once a week, couples, moms, anybody, family can come in with the pregnant mom and learn about care while they're pregnant, as well as what to expect for labor. What is a C-section? We also do trial of labor after cesarean. So it gives the mom an opportunity to have a vaginal birth, especially if they have previously and wish to do that again. And so in that, there's a lot of discussion that we can have, see the facility, especially if you're new to our community. Come meet us, come see the area which you can deliver. And I think that decreases a lot of stress when it comes to time of delivery, as you know where to go. You see some familiar faces and know what to expect.
Yes, absolutely. And so those classes can be accessed by talking to your care provider. They'll give you the details. And then we have that information on our website as well. We often post it on Facebook as well, so people can have access to register for those classes. At what point in pregnancy do we typically recommend that people do the prenatal classes?
I would say probably third trimester. Anyone that is high risk or could be delivering earlier is obviously more than welcome to come a little sooner if it is already planned that you possibly are going to deliver sooner, just to give you the opportunity to, again, get some wonderful education, ask questions, and maybe feel a little bit better about the birthing process.
Yes, great. So aside from that exciting news that this service is going to be offered free of charge to our community, through a partnership with our foundation who supports the health of our community, we are also excited to offer prenatal classes in Spanish. So tell us how that came about and how we're able to do that.
Yes. I'm so excited for this one. There has been a large group together that have been working really hard to get this up and running. And we will, this month, we'll have our first Spanish prenatal. We were able to get our new prenatal books also in Spanish to give more resources and help as a guide. One thing that we are learning more of is, obviously, if you've delivered in another country, it's a lot different to our healthcare. And some of that is very scary. It's a lot different. And we want them to be able to come and learn about what are some common practices of a birthing facility, as well as what is maybe expected for our prenatal care. And so our goal, we are doing a one-day class for the Spanish prenatal. We have our community liaisons that can help them at home, help them access healthcare, access our wonderful resources. We have WIC and Plus One that have been amazing at also being willing to help in this and really be able to have resources for these moms. And so this will be our first one. We're very excited to have it and hopefully have many more in the future.
Yeah, this is awesome for our community. So with those partnerships, with you mentioned our community liaisons work with patients who might require or just need a little extra assistance in navigating the healthcare system and some of the other systems, maybe social systems in our community. So not just someone who might speak Spanish, but also English and Korean, yeah. Really English or non-English speaking individuals. We've partnered with these organizations to offer the incentive to get this education, right?
Yes. With these other organizations like WIC and Plus One, if you are a part of them or have questions or need to reach out to them, we are doing a point system, and they have the ability then at those facilities to have some giveaways or offer some other incentives to be able to help. The community liaisons and WIC and Plus One are also all willing to help with transportation, as follow-up appointments are so important. High-risk follow-ups down in Sioux Falls are so important. Community liaisons really can help arrange that transportation and make sure you get there safely.
Okay.
Again, car seats are also huge. So programs to help with car seats, if you've been in an accident, to replace those car seats. So we are working hard to make sure we have as many resources available as possible and or answer those questions that people might have. There's many that just have simple questions that just need to be answered. And we really are happy to be here for that.
Yeah, so definitely just working to increase that education so that we can better prepare people to be prepared to have a baby, but also to care for that child afterwards.
Absolutely. And I think that's important too, to know those resources for when you do leave, especially as a first-time mom. It's overwhelming. You have this new life you have to take care of. And there's just so many questions out there that you wouldn't have thought until you gave birth. And so again, those resources and what is available. And I think it's just hopefully preparing moms, babies, and families for the best success going home.
Yeah, absolutely. And as a mom of little ones yourself, I know we were just chatting about that kind of uncertainty or that anxiety. And so helping to alleviate some of that if possible, which is something that your team does really well here up on the birthing center. So just to recap a little bit and talk about the things that we offer. So we talked about prenatal classes. We have those every other month in English. And then we are hosting our first Spanish class on April 24th. So if someone is listening and knows someone who might be interested in that, there's still time and room to sign up for that.
Yes.
Spanish class, and then always time to sign up for our English classes online. And then here at the Birthing Center, we offer a wide variety of services. You did mention C-sections. So you talked about high risk and moms needing to go to Sioux Falls, which sometimes happens because mm-hmm. we have a specialty in Sioux Falls that we don't necessarily have here in Huron. But what can we do here, and what people might be surprising to people that we can take care of here so that mom and baby can stay in their home community?
Yeah. So a lot of times we like to work closely with maternal fetal medicine in Sioux Falls. So sometimes you get monitored a lot more frequently and need things, but a lot of those things can be done here locally. So we do stress tests up here on the floor and NST, and a lot of those are weekly with Sioux Falls, and then what's called a BPP, which is an ultrasound to see how baby's doing. Those are usually done weekly, biweekly. Instead of having to drive to Sioux Falls, either weekly or biweekly, or for lab work, or just a common visit to check on you, check on baby, we offer those things with our providers as well. And maternal fetal medicine works really closely with them to what we call co-manage, but to give you a resource and availability to stay in the community and not every week have to drive to Sioux Falls, because that is quite a time commitment, especially if you have other littles at home, and be able to be here for some of that support.
Yes. Great. So not only that with those that need specialists, but maybe some that don't necessarily need to have that maternal fetal medicine. You mentioned the TOLAC. So if you just talk us through that, and then maybe what ages we try to make sure that we can keep babies here, and some that babies maybe be born a little bit too earlier and need to go out, and then that we do C-sections here as well.
Yes. Yeah, so we have what we call a TOLAC, which is a trial of vaginal labor. And that is after you've had a C-section. So it is something we offer here. It is a higher risk, but there are a lot of moms who have either had a vaginal delivery first and then unfortunately had to have a C-section for whatever reasons, but then would like to try again. And we do offer that. And it is one thing that we really get excited with moms who are successful, and that is their wish to do and to be able to help them through that process.
Yeah, absolutely. And then those that might either be planning for a C-section, yes, because of a previous or because of another health condition, or maybe if you are concerned that you're going to have a vaginal delivery and something might happen, can I deliver here with C-section?
Yes. So we do repeat C-section. So even if for whatever reason you had a C-section here, a C-section elsewhere, but you want to deliver here, we definitely do repeat C-sections. Speak with your provider. We'll come up with a plan. We don't deliver anything less than 35 weeks here. So should someone come in who maybe did have their water break pre-35 weeks, our goal usually is to transfer if possible. So mom and baby are at the same location. If it's not possible or just changing too fast and we have to deliver here, we usually try to have a NICU team here for that delivery. And then usually baby does have to go to the NICU. But we aid in that process and that communication down to Sioux Falls and try to get mom down there as soon as possible. But it is something special that I do think we get to do 35 weeks here and to be able to room in as long as everything is going well.
Yes.
So that is to me very special to be able to keep here in the community.
Absolutely. And our teams work really closely with those NICU teams, right? Yeah. So there's a lot of transfer of education and preparedness, mm-hmm, that we are ready here should we have an emergent situation.
Absolutely. All of us have to take what's called NRPs, which is neonatal resuscitation. Some babies just need, especially that early, just a little bit of help to transition. And others just, we don't have any reason to keep them in the nursery. Some do for 24 hours, but again, then mom can come right in and be with them. Dad can come in and be with them, whoever the support person is. And just to help them through that time, but ultimately still get to stay here where there possibly are other family members that can be here for support and not so far away.
Yeah, that's a wonderful service to have here in our community. And we thank you and your team for all the work you do up here.
Absolutely. We all love it and can't wait to meet everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Heron Regional Medical Center, online at heronregional.org.